Start 1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The Federal Trade Commission in seven states are suing Ticketmaster and its parent company Live Nation for allegedly conspiring with brokers to inflate concert ticket prices. President Trump wrapped up his state visit to Britain today with a press conference that touched on a number of issues, including the war in Ukraine and his talks with Russian President Putin.
I mean, frankly, the Russian soldiers are being killed at a higher rate than the Ukrainian soldiers. But, he said, let me down.
The president also said he wants to keep Bagram Air Base in Afghanistan, which was handed over to the Taliban. Mark Strassman is following a meeting of an advisory panel that would vote on whether to change the standard for childhood vaccines.
If the committee changes the recommendations for these vaccines, puts up impediments to consumers getting the vaccines, that is going to, of course, rankle many people.
On Wall Street, stocks are higher. CBS News Brief, I'm Cammie McCormick.
97.5 WFHR, locally grown radio, and home for the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. With the Packers back in action and the Brewers heading to the postseason, the Wisconsin Better Business Bureau is reminding sports fans to look out for fake memorabilia scams. Agency officials say scammers have been posting advertisements on social media for fake sports memorabilia with high-quality pictures and cheap prices to lure potential victims. The BBB is reminding residents to research the company before making a purchase, check for certificates of authenticity, and be wary of deals that seem too good to be true. The City of Wisconsin Rapids has a new website. The design has changed in an effort to make it easy to stay informed and in touch with city officials. The new website is wirapids.gov. Once there, you'll see quick links to report an issue, sign up for city meeting notifications, find info on garbage and recycling pickup, learn about current and upcoming street closures, pay bills, find election info, and explore area parks. When you click on city meetings, you can see what is coming up and find past agendas and minutes. You can also subscribe for notifications. You will need to sign into the website before you can subscribe and verify your email address. After that, you'll be able to choose which notifications you'd like to receive and if you want them by email or text or both. If you want only email, once you've checked the email box, you're done. If you want notifications by text, check the little phone icon, enter your phone number, and click on Save. Back on the homepage, there are tabs at the top that are easy to navigate. They include City Government, City Departments, Business, Residents, and Community. If you're looking for more information about Wisconsin Rapids, you can head to wirapids.gov. I'm Melissa Kay, and you're listening to WFHR and WIRI News.
Magic number is 6. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers one step closer to locking up the Central Division with a 9-2 win over the Angels at AmFam Field. They go for the sweep today. Blake Perkins with great play in center field and 5 runs batted in. Perkins on what it meant for him after the game.
I mean, definitely like confidence boost, you know, being able to come through for the guys, that's always big. I mean, all these guys support me every day. It's good to have some results like go my way.
College football, the Wisconsin Badgers and Maryland Terrapins this Saturday at 11 a.m. Camp Randall Stadium in Madison. The Packers, were their first road trip, face a tough Browns defense in Cleveland. Right tackle Zach Tom was out last week after suffering a bruised hip and thigh.
It's kind of hard to run. That's like the main thing. I feel like moving side to side, I'm good. But like anything that involves me trying to like get out and open up, then I can kind of feel it a little bit. But we just got to work through it.
That's Packers offensive tackle Zach Tom with Sports on Mike Clemens.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
Partly sunny and still hanging on to some heat today as high temperatures scrape the low 80s. The chance of showers, maybe a small storm early this evening. A lot of the rain looks to hold off until at least tomorrow afternoon. Ramps up, giving us a soaking weekend. Drags our temperatures down to the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 76.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
Don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Pat Kreitlow. On Friday, our regular Week in Review panelists with any updates on who else the president has had canceled in the media. I mean, assuming it doesn't include us.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back to the final hour of the Tom Hartman Program. I'm really excited to have on the line my friend, the amazing songwriter, singer-songwriter, just all-around artiste, Brock Butler. Brock, how you doing?
I'm great, Alex. How are you doing?
Wonderful. Forgot how hard 3 hours of live radio is, but you get back into it. We've had a great discussion so far with our callers, with Ryan Grimm from Drop Site News. There's a lot of bad news, Brock. A lot of people are afraid. And I try to bring a message of I understand that, and the solution is solidarity. And you and I go way back with that shared understanding. But something I also wanted to talk to you about is the importance of joy in the fight against autocracy and the billionaires controlling every aspect of our lives. Something that I believe strongly in is that the most powerful form of anti-fascism that one can take is authentic joy. So I want to talk to you about a lot of things, but just as a singer-songwriter, how do you see yourself in these times, these tumultuous times?
Well, I think when it comes to my personal songwriting, it's never really had overt political messages in the lyrics. And it's always been my hope that art, music, or things like this that can be a neutral ground help. You know, it happens often enough where I share my opinions on my socials, and if somebody's responding, if the topic is, let's say, censorship from Bondi, for example, they usually lead with, you know, like, hey, man, I want to tell you I love your music, or something I've done has mattered to them along the way. And I feel like that's a helpful bridge to engage in a conversation, because it kind of sets the tone of neutral ground to have the difficult political chats with people. And by writing about broader themes like joy and even the actual music itself, I always hope that it has a meditative kind of comforting or relaxing quality to it.
And a bringing together, right? I mean, that's absolutely what I think is so magical about art and music. is its ability to bring people together. And in a time where I think a handful of people are spending enormous amounts of money ripping us apart, and the power and importance of music and art. It, again, it doesn't, you know, I understand it. Maybe some, there's protest art and protest music, but
sure.
Music that is joyful actually serves an almost deeper, more profound or works on a more profound level of bringing people together. And I just,
absolutely.
I want you to speak to that.
Well, I think when you make it broadly speaking, so if it's not protest music or protest art, that has a very specific context where, you know, by design, it's going to be to the dismay of some folks, that if you don't have anything like that in mind with your music and just broadly that you want it to bring joy, you want it to make people happy, to make them dance, you know, any of the positives that I get from, you know, listening to all the music I love, it transcends kind of being boxed in by external cultural issues or political issues. And that's something I've always loved about it, that it's really for anybody, for everybody, and to try not to, you know, turn people off just by the premise of it. And that, of course, takes finesse to put that into the music itself. And then, of course, in the age of being a content creator as much as a musician, because if you want to have yourself out there and keep up, it's pretty necessary. And then you have to make the choices of, do you want to discuss politics or anything like that, or just keep it to just the music. And for the most part, I've tried to do that in how I engage with people on social media as well. I try to think, what am I in a position to provide that only I can do, and that everybody would presumably get a smile from it or enjoy it. And that ends up being, excuse me, discussing. I love talking about movies, books that I'm reading, photos of Kingsley, my Chorky, who's adorable. And I have yet to come across anybody that, that didn't brighten their day. And pretty much try to predominantly make it about joyful things. Now, every now and again, I will have to, or I'll feel compelled to discuss certain political matters.
So I want to, like, answer a question that maybe some of the listeners of why I wanted to have you on, Brock. And I think a lot of people talk to me because it's difficult right now. So they want, you know, oh, I want you to say everything's going to be okay. And I'm like, you know, I'm not going to, because things are really bad. There's an enormous amount of horrible going on. And very specifically, your music helps me find my joy, keep my joy. Perpetual Groove, the Brock Butler Band, your solo projects, following along your adventures with Kingsley. These are ways that I find joy that really help me when I am facing what I think is some really difficult things, like fighting against, you know, people losing healthcare. I know that means that people are going to die. We all face difficulty in our lives. And one of the ways that I believe the billionaire class gets people to withdraw so that they can increase their power is by stealing our joy. And so I wanted to bring you on, and we're going to go to a break. I'm hoping that you can stick with me through the break. I wanted to bring you on to talk about that. But also, I wanted to talk about the difficulties of being an artist in these times. Like, the corporate consolidation of the billionaire class is also aimed at eliminating the ability of independent artists, or making it incredibly difficult for artists to make a living creating art and bringing joy to people.
Well, I'm here, brother, and would love to talk about all these things. Let's do it.
We're going to take more of your calls at 202-808-9925. You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Give us a call, 202-808-9925.
So you just got back from your summer vacation, right? Maybe even had to book two rooms because of your snoring. Some vacation, huh? Snoring can be an underlying cause of high blood pressure, heart disease, stroke, even memory loss. Introducing Zepa. That's Happy Z spelled backwards. Zepa is a doctor-designed mouthpiece that moves your jaw forward to keep your airway open. From now through the month of October, you can put an end to your snoring and save $10 on a limited edition pink Zepa. They'll even donate another $10 to the Susan G. Komen Foundation. Help Zepa reach their goal to raise $50,000 for breast cancer research by going to Zepa, ZYPPAH.com, and using the code PINK, or text my first name Tom, that's THOM, to 511-511. Put your snoring on a permanent vacation and help a worthy cause with the snoring device I trust by visiting Zepa.com and using the code PINK, or text Tom to 511-511. Remember, Zepa's Happy Z spelled backwards. Text fees may apply.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Earlier this summer, the Trump Justice Department requested states turn over massive amounts of voter registration, balloting, and election administration records. Two states which refused the request, Maine and Oregon, are now being sued by DOJ. The Brennan Center for Justice counts 34 states which received data requests from either the Civil Rights Division, formerly a watchdog for voting rights, or from DOJ's Criminal Division. New Hampshire cited state statutes prohibiting the release of such information, but Indiana confirmed it recently sent DOJ personal information, including driver's license and partial Social Security numbers. Maine received its first request in mid-July, which it declined August 8th, citing a lack of justification. DOJ's statement announcing the suit said, quote, "American citizens have a right to feel confident in the integrity of our electoral process, and the refusal of certain states to protect their citizens against vote dilution will result in legal consequences," unquote. Vote dilution refers to alleged widespread voting by non-citizens, an already debunked conspiracy theory from the 2020 and 2024 elections. The Trump administration confirmed last week it was sharing the voter data with the Department of Homeland Security. Secretaries of State Shanna Bellows in Maine and Tobias Reid of Oregon have vowed to fight the request in court. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Hi, my name is Chuck Collins. I'm the great-grandson of the meatpacker Oscar Mayer and a member of the Patriotic Millionaires. I'm also the author of a new book, Burned by Billionaires, How Concentrated Wealth and Power are Ruining Our Lives and Planet. This summer proved to all of us that climate change is real and it is deadly. And I'm here to tell you that a small group of billionaires are making it worse. Did you know that billionaire Jeff Bezos' wife, Lauren Sanchez, emitted more carbon in her 11-minute Blue Origin space flight than the average person emits in a lifetime? Did you know that the average super yacht produces as much carbon emissions as 1,500 regular vehicles, and that private jets emit 10 to 20 times more pollutants per passenger than commercial airplanes? So who should pay for climate change? People like you who recycle and turn off the lights when you leave the room, or billionaires who take joyrides in space? Tax the rich, tax the rich, tax the rich. I'm Chuck Collins. I'm a patriotic millionaire, and I approve this message.
Let's go, Brewers!
You can go to the Brewers.
Wait, Todd, what?
It's Free Ticket Friday, Terry. A chance to win a 4-pack of Brewers tickets several times every Friday. Great seats, by the way.
Okay, so download the free Civic Media app, find your local station, and listen for the keyword. Then text it through the app for your chance to win in this statewide contest.
Free Ticket Friday. On your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
Welcome back to the Tom Hartman Program. I'm Alex Lawson. Still with us on the line is my good friend Brock Butler, singer-songwriter. His band's Perpetual Groove, the Brock Butler Band. And Brock, I wanted to move sort of in this direction of, you know, just giving people the antidote to fascism as joy and solidarity through the difficulties of being a working musician. And I want to sort of bring it home right now in that what, you know, I've never gone to a theater and then watched the CEO of Ticketmaster on stage being rich, being like, yeah, right? It's your labor. It's your art that bring, and people are profiting off of it massively. And so the consolidation in the entertainment world, it's the same villain that we see across everything. Workers, labor, create the value, and the billionaires steal that value. And the way that we fight against that is finding people, artists, truth tellers, and supporting them directly, like the Tom Hartman Program, Drop Site News, your band, whatever people find that they can support, and that we need to create new systems as the billionaires are consolidating and trying to control everything that we consume. So I want to sort of leave the last thought to you. It is, if you had chosen not to be an artist, musician, you know, the world would be a less joyful place. And it hurts that people would be making that decision right now, but it makes sense. It's very difficult.
Oh, sure. You even see it. There's a number of legacy bands that I would make the case were very successful. And even to look at the optics of it, like other being in a different band and looking like, oh man, they've got a great business model. They're playing bigger and bigger rooms and lights and all this. And some of them are even calling me today. It's just so difficult to be in a business where you're traveling and there's so many costs that are constantly fluctuating. And as far as the joy of why I do it, when I reached out to you a little ways back and asked you how I could contribute, that, you know, I feel like you're out there on the front lines and working so hard, and that I'm, you know, as I sit on my recliner with Kingsley in my lap, I wonder if I'm not meeting the moment. And then when you elaborated on that, the music itself was a way that you liked to unwind at the end of the day, that it was medicinal in that way, that made me feel a lot better about, you know, if I'm not making protest art and I'm not putting my boots on the ground, what are my options to try to be a positive influence and maybe provoke change to better things? And it's really overwhelming. Like when you compare broadly speaking, the billionaire class, it's kind of the same energy where you see that they're going to cut something you know, funding for this or funding for that, cut Medicare, cut Medicaid, and then in the same breath talk about some gaudy, unnecessary ballroom and the price tag that comes with it. So not only are they saying they can't afford to do this or that, but we can afford to do this. It's a similar energy to when you look at the analytics of your music on Spotify or a streamer like that, and you know what that guy is worth, you know, billions and billions, and then you see the revenue, such as it is, on the amount of streams. It's very, very pronounced, the disparity, and that, you know, he could still be a billionaire and a whole ton of musicians' quality of life could improve drastically, and he would never miss the money to make significant improvements in probably hundreds of thousands of artists' lives if you wanted to.
And that's exactly right.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know how to work around that. You know, the level of success I have as an artist, as far as like my platform, isn't really significant in size or reach, but I don't really think that should even be taken into account if you're considering what you want to stand for and causes that you want to support. So, and while I don't know if I could make any difference really, but I still think that's every reason to continue to try.
That's exactly, Brock, what I wanted to talk about. It's that it's the same battle. It's the same fight. The billionaires are doing the same thing, exploiting the workers. And in the cultural class, it's the same exact thing. It's paying the musicians who produce the music and art pennies so that they can make billions. And what we need to do is understand that we allow that system to exist. And we all can do our part, not all the same. That's the part I wanted to really focus in on. All of us can do our part. Not everyone can do everything. No one can do everything. But as long as we share the vision of the society we want to create, more joy, more artists, more music, that is the choice that we can make. Brock Butler, thank you so much for joining us on the Tom Hartman program. Everybody should go.
Alex, I love you. I love you, buddy. And deal me in on all of that stuff. Thank you so much for having me. And it's always great to talk to you, my friend.
Tom Hartman program. Call 202-808-9925.
Give us a call. We're going to close out the show taking your calls. 202-808-9925. I'm Alex Lawson. You're listening to the Tom Hartman program.
The Constitution is very clear. Government must not endorse religion. Yet in Texas and Arkansas, lawmakers try to force the Ten Commandments into every classroom. Thanks to lawsuits brought by the Freedom From Religion Foundation, federal judges stepped in, calling these laws, quote, obviously unconstitutional. This is not just about posters on the wall. It's about whether America remains a pluralistic democracy or slips toward theocracy. These victories show the courts are still willing to defend that core principle of church-state separation, and that is essential to protecting every American's freedom of conscience. If you care about preserving democracy, truth in the classroom, and the Constitution itself, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/school or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's to 511-511 to become a member. Because public funds should fund public education, not religious indoctrination. Text fees may apply.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money. So join the ranks of the successful people that finished their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
This week, we sit down with Wisconsin Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski, and she talks about her run for Lieutenant Governor.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1, on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. This week is the 7th annual National Clean Energy Week in Wisconsin. In 2019, Governor Tony Evers penned a proclamation outlining a clean energy goal for Wisconsin. It aims to make statewide energy consumption 100% carbon-free by 2050. Isabella Nieto reports.
Evers kicked off National Clean Energy Week on Monday at a downtown Wausau restaurant. Evers toured the basement and brewing area at the Red Eye Brewing Company. The restaurant features a wood-burning oven and is the first brewery in the state to use a solar thermal hot water system. Owners Brett Danke and Kevin Eichelberger showed Evers how solar panels heat the water used to make their small-batch beer. The governor said his visit was to thank the owners for being sustainably conscious.
They're doing everything they can to keep costs down and also be good to the environment.
And added he's pleased to see their success.
The interesting thing for me is that they've been doing it for a long time. When they first, from the day they opened the door here, they've been doing things around, you know, making sure that their energy is cheaper and more appropriately solar.
The visit comes as two Republican state legislators announced a proposal this week that would allow community solar programs in Wisconsin.
State Senator Patrick Teston of Stevens Point and Representative Scott Krug of Rome introduced the bill to tackle rising utility bills.
Under the legislation, electric customers could subscribe to a community solar facility and receive credits on their electricity bill for using renewable energy. Evers says increasing access to solar power options could be beneficial for Wisconsin, but he doesn't know if he'll sign the bill until it reaches his desk. I'm Isabella Nieto.
And I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report right here on 97.5 WFHR.
Partly sunny and still hanging on to some heat today as high temperatures scrape the low 80s. The chance of showers, maybe a small storm early this evening. A lot of the rain looks to hold off until at least tomorrow afternoon. Ramps up, giving us a soaking weekend. Drags our temperatures down to the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 76.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
Maggie Dawn.
At 5 o'clock, I'll be joined by retired U.S. Army Special Forces Green Beret Lieutenant Anthony Aguilar. He is a whistleblower. We discuss some of the chaos in Gaza. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Help. help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio, and tag your it.
What if I told you most collagen products aren't just a waste of money? They're loaded with toxins that could lead to skin issues, heart problems, even cognitive decline. Scary, but it's true. See, collagen is the most abundant protein in your body, and your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people your age are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, and even look years younger. But here's the catch. You have to know what to look for, or you could end up doing more harm than good. Before you buy another tub from Amazon or your local store, go check out the top five collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. It's a quick read that could save your health and your wallet. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping. This offer is only available at getnativepath.com/Hartman. That's GETNATIVEPATH.com/Hartman. Back, folks, just getting the hang of this, and now it's almost time to go, so I'm going to take as many calls as I can, starting with my good friends in Montana, Andrea and Tiana, calling in from Montana, watching on Free Speech TV. Andrea and Tiana, you're on the line.
Hi, Alex. It's good to see you.
Thanks. Hi, Alex. To you.
Thank you, Ryan. Thank you, Brock. I just wanted to raise awareness about what happened at Whitefish Border Patrol in Whitefish, Montana a few days ago. Two people, Louisa and Fergie, were taken into ICE's custody. They are now in an ICE detention facility in Texas, and three peaceful protesters were arrested, and since then, two of them have been bailed out. And that's what I intended to raise awareness about today specifically.
Thank you so much for calling in and letting us know. And I think it's important for people to understand. That's why it's so important for people to be organized. When people stand up against state violence, which, let's be clear, that's what the ICE terror is. It's state violence directed at people. You know, in Washington, D.C., where I am, you have military on the street. You have ICE and other federal officers basically arresting DoorDash drivers and laborers at Home Depot. You know, this is not going after criminals. This is going after people who are just trying to do a job that are purposely broken immigration system incentivizes people to come to this country. And what we need to do is fix the entire system, not a reign of terror on peaceful working people. But when people stand up against state violence, there are repercussions. And it's why it's important that people are organized, they're plugged into groups, legal aid, legal help, and are understand the implications of what standing against state violence means. It's why everybody can't do everything, but my hats are always off to those who are willing to put their bodies on the line to stand against state violence being perpetrated on our neighbors. So thank you for letting us know about what ICE is doing across this country and not just, you know, in Washington, D.C., but in every nook and cranny of this country out into Montana and beyond. I'm going to go to Michael listening on XM in New York. Michael, you are on the line.
Hey, Alex, greetings. I'm going to try to be as calm as I can, especially since I am at work, but I don't face any problems whatsoever. And the thing is that how dare this administration, I can't even call it an administration, it's a corrupt, organized criminal organization, right? They're using Charlie Kirk's death and murder. I mean, we have said it is an injustice and a crime of what happened to the guy, no matter how despicable one might find him, okay, due to his rhetoric. But the ultimate cause of his death and the one ultimately responsible is Donald Trump for creating and pushing this culture of hate and violence. And always with the guns, the guy is on record, the guy meaning Trump, on record saying, I'm not doing anything about gun control, gun safety reform. I'm a big fan and advocate of the Second Amendment. And make him eat the words which could have led this killer to commit the crime. When Trump said to his followers, if there's something you don't like, you have your Second Amendment remedies. A former President Joe Biden hit the nail on the head when he said words matter. So now you got people that are speaking the truth and exposing the hypocrisy. And that's all Jimmy Kimmel did, was expose the fraud of Donald Trump. And he was asked, how is he dealing with Kirk's death? And then he wants to go into decorative stuff and all that. So the thing is, I would suggest Mr. Kimmel and perhaps Mr. Colbert and anyone else initiate a class action lawsuit, not just as a government, not just the entire GOP party, but name the individuals that created this. Trump, J.D. Vance, Nancy Mace, and any other stinking Republican that has called for people to be fired that speak out and speaking out on the truth. There is Democrat that is vouching for or celebrating Kirk's death. We've been consistent. So stop it already.
Thank you, Michael, for that. You know, I think that the person who's responsible for the heinous murder of Charlie Kirk is the gunman. But I also do believe that we have a culture of violence, and we have the ease of getting guns in this country is unique. And guns are definitely part of the problem. We need to have policies that address that. And also to your point on extreme rhetoric, you know, I really urge that people listen to the statements right after the despicable murder of Charlie Kirk. You had elected Democrats who were vociferously decrying the violence and asking for people to turn down the temperature. And before any facts were known, you had the most powerful person on the planet out there ascribing a motive to this individual and then using that to push forward an agenda that he had long laid out, which was the silencing of his potential critics and people he just doesn't like. So I think, again, what we are looking at is a system where billionaires on top of the gun manufacturers profit greatly off of chaos and carnage and use that money to ensure that we don't look to other countries and be like, hey, why doesn't this similarly, a peer country with similar demographics, why don't they have the extreme levels of violence and school shootings and these uniquely American issues? And the answer is because they don't have our uniquely American problem of ease of access to guns. And so we're talking about common sense regulations that are blocked time and time again by Republicans doing the bidding of gun manufacturers washed through the NRA. And I think that it is important that people understand that So thank you, Michael, for your call. I'm going to go to Phil listening on KPFK in California. Phil, you're on the line.
Alex,
and we only got a
couple
minutes.
Okay, real quick, as a former architect, here's the big problem. And I'm reaching out to your listeners. You've lost your mom and pop mentality in your community. Mom and pop retail, mom and pop stores, little cafes. Now it's all corporate. And right now on the street with the e-bike, that's the solution. We need to be riding our bikes. You have to open up more cafes, and I can help. I have a food company called Power Pancake. It's $10,000. You can set up a little mom-and-pop store. Then you have the community working there and talking to each other, and you're making the food better. When you ride a bike, you're disconnecting from oil, and that's it.
Phil, thank you so much for your call. I think that the need to build community is absolutely at the core of any of our solutions. When I say get organized, what that means is connecting with your neighbors and people around you and understanding that you are not alone. And the billionaires profit greatly by isolating us, making us afraid, making us feel like we're all on our own.
Listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
But we're not on our own, and that's why I invite you to give me a call, 202-808-9925, here on the Tom Hartman Program. I'm Alex Lawson, looking forward to talking with you.
I knew we all have two ages, our actual age and our body's internal biological age. What I didn't know is I've likely lowered my biological age without even knowing. Here's the thing, because Americans eat so many processed foods and not enough fruit and veggies, many are 10 plus years older on the inside than their actual age. They're ticking time bombs. Major university studies suggest to slow aging and defuse that biological time bomb, participants slowed their aging by drinking Field of Greens. That's all. They didn't change their eating, drinking, or exercise, just Field of Greens. I've been noticing more energy since I've been drinking Field of Greens. Each fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens was doctor selected for specific health benefits. Cell health, heart, lungs, kidneys, metabolism, even healthy weight. I feel great knowing Field of Greens can slow how quickly I'm aging. I encourage you to join me. Swap your untested fruit, vegetable, or green drink for Field of Greens while there's time. Check out the university study and get 20% off when you use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at fieldofgreens.com. That's fieldofgreens.com, promo code TOM.
It's time for another edition of the Fall Time Quiz. Okay, what's the most important thing to do for your home in the fall? A, clean the gutters. B, rake the leaves. Or C, get your septic and holding tank pumped.
My wife wants me to do all three, but I'll go with getting the holding tank pumped.
That's right! And for the big prize, who should you call?
Gronkin Septics. Their trucks smell like cherry pie.
Right again! Just call 715-712-3456, and Gronkin Septic can take care of it for you. Now go do those gutters.
Gronkin Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pump right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you, too. They'll pump away that stinky, nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their pumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns. It's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at hazeldenbettyford.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information, and WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
You wanted to be cool, which led you to smoking, which led to a pack a day. Then you met that special someone, which led to starting a life with them, which led to wanting to live longer, which led to quitting. Then you heard you may be at risk for lung cancer, which led you to getting a low-dose CT scan. If you smoked, get scanned. Talk to your doctor and learn more at savedbythescan.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
If you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with the county, and just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity or even sell your property, and you won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked on your home title? If your answer is never, you need to do something about it right now. That's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and you'll get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Protect yourself. Don't be a victim. Protect your home equity today. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. That's HomeTitleLock.com/Tom. And we're back, folks. The home stretch. I'm going to try my hardest to get through as many calls as possible. Let's go. Charles on XM in Florida. Charles, you're on the air.
How you doing?
Great. Thanks for calling.
Can you hear me? Oh, okay, great. Well, I think you're doing a good job. I missed time, but you're doing good. I've listened to you over the years. My thing is this. They wanted to warn Charlie Kirk, but I remember when Obama was president that every night on Fox News they were begging people to stop worrying about political correctness. It had no place in our society anymore or whatever they were preaching. And now they want you to bow down to their hero. But the reason I called in today was because, you know, I'm more than upset. I'm more than offended by what's happened to Jimmy Kimmel. And I just think part of it, hey, I mean, are we looking at what's really going on? It's a monopoly. We have too much of a monopoly of corporations that want to own everything and basically they're willing to sacrifice, our freedoms. Because if you think about it, like democracy, but if you think about it like this, who is standing up to Trump? Who is standing up to this authoritarianism? And there's no one. I mean, there's no corporation that's doing that. But they're also enjoying great tax credits. So I think, if we want to vote, we ought to have Democrats that's willing to put it on the line and say, no, we're going to pull back these tax rates from these major corporations. And we also want to break them up. We need more competition. People need better pricing. People need a better chance to to have a voice in their government, and we're drowned out by Citizens United. We're drowned out by millions of dollars. You know, and I think, you know, the reason why we're at this level as well is because we have too many Democrats that's also interested in getting a payday from these corporations. And, you know, we need to pick our leaders more better.
Charles, thank you so much for the call. I couldn't agree more that the problem is consolidated money power. It is the same issue over and over and over again. The billionaires cannot stop. They don't have the ability to say that's enough. They just keep going until they have everything and there's nothing left for the people. And that is the only remedy for that is for the people to stand up and force the government to act in the people's interests, to break up monopolies, to stop mergers. But what we just saw with the firing of Jimmy Kimmel is corporations are willing to do whatever they're told in order to further the consolidation and their monopoly power. And the ability for them to spend unlimited money in politics is absolutely at the root of that. And so we do need to be clear-eyed in seeing exactly what's happening. And I tried to tell a coherent story today that showed that in all aspects of our lives, we're faced with the same story over and over and over again. And if you read Western history, you'll see it going back thousands of years. It's the same thing. Are we going to create a society, a country, a world that operates for the benefit of the few or of the many? I've only got 1 minute left. Gary, on the Tom Hartman app, we've only got a minute. So real quickly, Gary, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex. I think that what we should do, this is about Charlie Kirk. So I think we should give Charlie's death a little honor, and that we should honor his wish to release in the entirety the Epstein files. I think we should say, this is what Charlie wanted. Let's honor his death by releasing the entirety of the Epstein files.
Gary, thank you so much. It only takes one Republican vote, one vote right now. One Republican votes on the discharge petition, and the Epstein files are released. Let's honor the wishes of the majority of the American people as well. Everybody wants to get this great evil exposed to the sunlight, and all it takes is one more Republican vote. Thank you so much for joining me, Alex Lawson, filling in for Tom Hartman. Don't worry, he's coming right back. It's been my great pleasure and honor hosting the Tom Hartman program and speaking with all of you. Talk soon.
Listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Public education is the cornerstone of democracy, and right now that foundation is under attack. Across the country, lawmakers are pushing school vouchers to defund public schools, sending your tax dollars to private religious institutions. At the same time, they're forcing the Ten Commandments into classrooms and replacing trained counselors with unlicensed school chaplains. This is not protecting religious freedom. It's violating it. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is standing up for our First Amendment. FFRF uses legal action, education, and advocacy to defend the separation of church and state and protect every student's right to a secular education. If you care about preserving democracy, truth in the classroom, and the Constitution itself, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/school or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's to 511-511 to become a member. Because public funds should fund education, not religion.
Lanny went to college and racked up huge debt.
A little bit over $100,000.
For a degree he couldn't use? Now what?
I had a friend that went to my computer career.
They even helped him get hired immediately after graduation.
One of the things I love about IT is that you can work from anywhere you want.
You could become an IT pro in just months, including cybersecurity and the basics of AI, with zero experience at mycomputercareer.edu. My Computer Career, an elite CompTIA certification partner.
It worked for me, and I know it can work for you.
This is one student's experience. Individual results vary.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I lack a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Before leaving Britain, President Trump said he disagrees with Prime Minister Starmer, who plans to recognize a Palestinian state. Ed O'Keefe reports.
The UK, France, many other countries are going to call for an independent Palestinian state, whereas the United States thinks that's a bad idea. The Trump administration does.
Democratic lawmakers are accusing the Trump administration of politicizing the death of Charlie Kirk, Senator Chuck Schumer.
To supercharge a political witch hunt against critics is abhorrent, obnoxious, and as un-American as it gets.
Researchers say wildfire smoke will only get worse with climate change. Study author Marshall Burke says it kills 40,000 people in the U.S. every year.
And that increases because a warming climate dries out fuels and leads to more wildfire activity and more extreme wildfire activity. So a warming climate generates more fires and generates more smoke.
Global deaths could rise sixfold in the coming years. CBS News Brief, I'm Cammie McCormick.